Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the show. I'm David Knight, and I'm the one that's live from Austin, Texas. Alex is going to be live from London later on in the show. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we've got special reports there from other staff on there in London Live. Leanne McAdoo's got a report about some breaking corruption scandals in the UK. Now, this is interesting because this is what Nick Clegg, who is the Deputy Prime Minister of the UK, said. He said, "It remains a place where power is hoarded, decisions are opaque, and the people who take those decisions are not properly held to account." Sounds like Bilderberg, doesn't it? Actually, he was talking about Westminster. He was talking about the lobbying scandal that is breaking there. It's really shaking people up. They've got three different members of Parliament. Actually, they were House of Lords that resigned as part of a journalist sting at the end of the week and over the weekend. And these people who resigned were peers Lord Cunningham, Lord Mackenzie, Ulster Unionist peer Lord Laird. You know, when you start calling people Lord, it's almost like you're just begging to be used. So many of these politicians act like they're the Lord to start with. But they also had a Tory member of Parliament, Patrick Mercer. Now, the thing these guys all had in common was that journalists who were posing as lobbyists went to them and proposed influence peddling to them and got them on videotape accepting it. And the amazing thing that happened after this was that several of these people who were caught in the scam said, "I'm going to fight these charges because I didn't accept any money." Well, of course they didn't accept any money. It was a sting. It was all made up. They weren't going to pay them money. So that's one of the most amazing excuses for unethical behavior I've ever seen. But Clegg also wrote, he wrote an op-ed piece on Monday in the Daily Telegraph, and he said, "What they're seeing here with this influence peddling is really the political equivalent of Groundhog Day and indicative of a wider problem." Yeah, it really is. You know, when you look at what's going on at Bilderberg, and you look at the fact that they've got at least five politicians from the UK, as well as five major bankers, and you've got two major financial newspapers, The Economist and The Financial Times, are all in attendance there. And when you look at how secretive that is, they're talking about registering lobbyists in the UK and having full disclosure. Well, what about Bilderberg? This is so much larger. There was a story that broke on Sunday. We actually had it on our website, and it didn't ring a bell with me. I realized they were British politicians, but I didn't know exactly who these guys were. And we had it on InfoWars that said Ed Balls and George Osborne were going to be attending Bilderberg. Well, those guys are the Chancellor of the Exchequer and the Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer. Now, the way that works is that the party that's in power has a cabinet just like here. But unlike here, they have a shadow cabinet from the opposition. So they have a person who is going to essentially shadow his counterpart in the government and critique what he's doing. So George Osborne is the shadow chancellor, and you know, we've got a shadow government going in Bilderberg, and they're both going to the Bilderberg conference. These are the guys who are like the Treasury, head of the Treasury Department. They're the exchequer, the people who essentially, I guess you could say, write the checks. Maybe that's where that came from. But they are they are the financial side of the government there at the UK. And the fact that the very highest levels of the financial cabinet would be there of both parties sheds a lot of light on the same problem that we've got here in America, and that is full-spectrum dominance of the political system by the global elites. They own both parties. And it's interesting, they've now taken Nick Clegg, who is kind of a third party that's come in to play here, and Nick Clegg has been kind of thrown into this corruption scandal. They're going to hang this all on Nick Clegg, tell him he's got to clean up the swamp. And if he doesn't, they can basically push their ethical problems off on him. We'll be right back with some more reports about that. And Alex Jones at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans. Both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Alex Jones with us live from London with some other InfoWar reporters. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. And we were just talking about the breaking lobbyist scandals in the UK and how similar they are to what's going on with Bilderberg, and yet very few people are still talking about Bilderberg. As I said before, Nick Clegg said, and think about this as Bilderberg. I'm going to read this one more time and just put in Bilderberg instead of Westminster, which is what he said. Bilderberg remains a place where power is hoarded, decisions are opaque, and the people who make those decisions are not properly held to account. That's exactly what's going on. You couldn't describe Bilderberg any better than you could the scandals that are going on there with lobbies, because that's essentially what it is. It's a lobbying scandal. And this is what he also said on the BBC. He says, I regard it a little bit like eradicating malaria in Africa. You use a bit of disinfectant on the mosquito, which is a statutory registry would be, but we have to clean out the stinking swamp, which is particularly the House of Lords, where there is a very nasty whiff of dirty money the whole time. Yeah, that's exactly. We got a very nasty whiff of dirty money the whole time coming from these secretive Bilderberg meetings. And it looks like they're kind of recoiling back from some of the publicity. We've got an article on InfoWars.com that's linked on Drudge Report about the Bilderberg Group considering a press conference. It looks like they're really feeling the heat, and looks like there's some discussion inside the group about going a little bit more open and having a little bit more full disclosure to people. In this article from InfoWars, It says, Paul Joseph Watson writes, if a member or a representative from Bilderberg does not speak publicly about the organization, it does speak, it would be an unprecedented move. However, anyone expecting the group to admit that it is a shadow government manipulating world affairs behind closed doors is probably going to be disappointed. Exactly. Once they come in with this, they are not going to come out and have full disclosure. They're going to spin it. They're going to say, see, there's really nothing to hide. We're not really hiding anything. We're going to be very open and upfront about what's going on here. We also have an article on InfoWars, and all of our Bilderberg coverage is on a special site, InfoWars.com/B. That's where we're consolidating all the information about Bilderberg. It's also on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In this article from Urien Massin, he says, British Bilderberg participant decries the group's secrecy. This is Sherrard Cooper Coles. He's kind of the CEO or director of BAE, which is a very, very large defense contractor, has over 80,000 employees worldwide, selling into the military, part of the military industrial complex. He says that even those inside the perimeter are victims of Bilderberg's steel ring of secrecy. He says, I'm honored to have been asked to go, but it's crazy. The organizers wouldn't tell us where we were going to stay until a couple of weeks beforehand. And he added, some people had to book their private jets in advance. Isn't that a shame? I mean, isn't that a shame that they don't have enough time to book their private jets in advance? They might have to travel with the rest of us rabble and have the guys with blue gloves go all over their bodies. We wouldn't have that happen. We've got some other breaking news here. We've got the Texas legislature is looking at a drone bill. Now, Perry has not decided whether or not he's going to sign it. And quite frankly, when I look at it, I'm kind of undecided about it as well, because it makes a Class C misdemeanor for any private or public entity that uses an unmanned aircraft to capture an image of an individual or privately owned real property in Texas with the intent to conduct surveillance on the individual property captured in the image. So this could be something of a red herring, and because they have numerous exemptions for law enforcement, of course. So it might be something that really just restricts private photography. Not really clear that that's going to be something that we want to see. Also breaking, there's a lot of news like drones that just keep coming back, and so does gun control. And part of the gun control front, of course, is the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And there's an article here from DC Clothesline, who's kind of a blogger here, and he's talking about why hasn't Obama signed the UN Arms Treaty? What is he waiting for? And he says many have suggested the signature will come under cover of darkness sometime in August when Congress is not in town. That's what we're really worried about. You know, they have been very cagey with the timing of the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And understand that the UN Arms Trade Treaty is really about further registration, getting more and more detail and extending it, making it broader, making it deeper, the information that they keep on people. And I believe that this has been the central thrust of this round of gun control all along, that they're eventually going to go, of course, as they've said. We've even had the mayor of Austin, or second to the mayor, I guess, say that Martinez say that he wanted to go to confiscation eventually. But I think what they're focusing on right now is registration. And as an excuse for that, they're talking about the travel of arms back and forth across borders, you know, like the government did with Fast and Furious. You know, they sent all these arms back and forth and used that as a false flag attack, so they could then come in with the arms trade treaty. Unfortunately, it kind of blew up in their face. And it wasn't so much that America cared about all the Mexicans that got killed with the arms that the ATF smuggled over into Mexico to make the Second Amendment look bad. But we had an American law enforcement officer killed. And so that changed everything, got the attention of Congress. And their initial UN Arms Trade Treaty was scheduled to happen last July, and they really couldn't turn that around. Even with the shooting in Colorado exactly a week before the vote was to occur, they didn't get any traction from that. So they delayed it. They said, we'll do it after the election because we don't want American politics to get involved in it. Right. They were going to do something in the lame duck session, except that on the day of the election, as it was apparent that Obama was going to get reelected and they were going to have more Democrat senators, they announced that they were not going to do it in the lame duck session, but they were going to do it in March, which they did. The U.S. and other nations signed on to the U.N. Arms Trade Treaty. It still has to be signed. It still has to be passed by the Senate. But here's the key. It has to be passed by two-thirds of the Senate, but only if two-thirds of the senators who are present. That's why this is a very dangerous time as they come up to summer recess. They have fewer people in town. We might see them pull something like this. Obama has done this type of thing before, signing the NDAA into effect on New Year's Eve. He likes to do things, pretend that he's not going to do anything, wait for people to stop paying attention, and then do it essentially under cover of darkness or when nobody is looking. So we have to keep a careful eye out on the UN Arms Trade Treaty. That's going to be used as an excuse to track and register people. And, of course, what it really does, now they've played around with the language. Language was stronger at one point, then they weakened the language. But the point is that they are ceding this power to the United Nations. And once they cede that power to the United Nations can then come back with a simple majority vote and change exactly how this thing works. So that's the point. The main point about the UN Arms Trade Treaty is that it is a ceding of power to the UN that they should not be getting, that violates our Constitution. And, of course, there'll be constitutional fights over that if it does get signed in. Well, going back to Bilderberg, well, there's another interesting article from The Guardian, from Charlie Skelton of The Guardian. He's been one of the people who's been following and reporting on Bilderberg for several years. He started back in 2009. And he has an interesting report from a meeting, and it's actually kind of comical, his account of it. He talks about how it was kind of a mixture, an odd mix of residents from around the local area worried about the possibility of tire damage to their lawn, and the other half were journalists from around the world worried about the geopolitical implications of a conference at which BAE, Stratfor, and General Petraeus will be discussing, quote, Africa's challenges. Now, that's interesting right there, the fact that this year, for the first time, they've put out a list of the topics that they're going to be covering. Now, of course, we don't know if those are real because it's a very secretive meeting. They're going to great lengths to keep everybody out of there. So they could be talking about whatever they want to, but they've given us a list of topics. When they start talking about Africa's challenges, you kind of have to wonder what kind of challenges they're looking at, especially when you've got Petraeus there. You know, when they talk about the surge, they could have been talking about the Iraq troop surge, or they could have been talking about the surge in production of cocaine that came out of Afghanistan while the U.S. Army was occupying it. It had been dropped from the Taliban in control down to about 10% of the world supply, but under the U.S. control, it shot back up to 90%. That's the real surge that nobody is talking about. And, of course, Petraeus has a lot of experience, not only as a commanding general, but also as essentially presiding over the largest production of cocaine in the world. So he's uniquely qualified to be there. And if you saw Luke Radowski's video of the award given to Henry Kissinger, the Intrepid Award given to him by General Petraeus, forget this, you won't believe this, defending freedom and democracy. Henry Kissinger, defending freedom and democracy. And Petraeus was just gushing up to him, actually kissing up to him, and actually physically did kiss him on the cheeks. You know, Petraeus really needs to pay more attention to who he's kissing. But now the two of them are at Bilderberg, and they're talking about what's going to happen there. And it's getting out to a lot of other media. We've even got a video here from the International Business Times, where we've got a correspondent who is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Andrew Kakabadze, perhaps? I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but let's play a little bit of that video.
In one sense, all it is a conference of invitation-only people attending. In another sense, it's probably one of the most influential bodies in the world. Established in 1954, European and American interests. The people who are involved in conspiracy theory thinking think it was there to generate wealth. It wasn't. It was there to prevent war. After the Second World War, fundamentally, the elite...
Yeah, pause it right there.
US.
Now, it wasn't about naked financial interest. It was there for peace, right? That's why you've got all of these military industrial complex people there. Have we had peace? We've had 60 years of constant war. But in that 60 years, they have established a European Union and the Euro, which is what they were really after. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be giving us live reports from London. They're covering Bilderberg. Now, there was a meeting yesterday that was covered by Charlie Skelton with The Guardian, and he was talking about the odd mix of people with local concerns and international journalists who are looking at a much larger picture. One of the things that came out of that, that Alex has talked about as well from his sources, was that they've been planning this for 18 months. 18 months. But of course, we hear even from some other Bilderberg attendees that they didn't know until the very last minute. It was called, and get this, Operation Discuss. That's D-I-S-C-U-S-S. Although we would think it was Operation Disgust, as in disgusting. They've been running that for 18 months. And of course, they have to be very, very secretive about this because of terrorism. Terrorism. Was terrorism an issue for the last 60 years? It's now the excuse for everything the government does. Of course, the government needs to keep all information hidden from us. There can be no transparency in government. We have to come after whistleblowers with an iron fist. Why? Because of terrorism. We have to put our hands down your pants at the airport because why? Terrorism. But what have we achieved from this for the last 60 years? We had, just before the break, we had Andrew Kakabadze talking about the fact that they were secretive because they were doing this for our own good. They were coming together to get world peace. And yet, for the last 60 years, we've had nothing but continuous warfare. Warfare that benefits the military-industrial complex, the bankers, and the politicians who are primarily the attendees at these Bilderberg meetings. Doesn't really work out too good for us there. Have you got a little bit more of that, Andrew Kakabadze? Could you pull that up from where we were listening to it? Because he had a few more things to talk about there that I thought were very interesting. But we're going to have Alex in just a few minutes from London. Meanwhile, in Europe and around the world, people are rejecting Monsanto's GMO products. And there's concern because we just had this Supreme Court decision last week, or perhaps 2 weeks ago, where it was unanimous in the Supreme Court that Monsanto could patent their genes and could enforce this on other farmers, even if it came into their field and cross-contaminated their own seeds that were non-GMO, Monsanto could come after them as if they had planted and infringed on their copyrighted genes. And we've now had a situation where exactly that has happened. And as a result, several Asian countries, as well as European countries, are banning wheat that's produced in the United States because they're concerned about contamination from GMO products in Monsanto. Isn't it interesting that GMO products, as well as fluoride, are not allowed in Europe and in many places in South America? And in India, they basically ran Monsanto out because so many farmers there were committing suicide. Monsanto was doing the same thing to them that they are trying to do, which they were successful in doing in the Supreme Court decision that happened. And that is coming in and doing a test and saying, there's some strains of our product in your crop, and then charging the farmers in India. And of course, these are poor farmers, and they were running them out of business by the thousands, and they were committing suicide. A very large number of them committed suicide. So to protect the food supply, even to protect the predatory business practices of Monsanto, it's been banned in many areas of the world. And yet, in America, they get a Supreme Court decision that is totally unanimous. You can see the same thing happening with fluoride. All of these European health ministers have said, we are not going to allow fluoride in the water. And yet, in America, we get it in massive doses. You have to ask yourself, what is the matter with America? It seems like we're kind of the target for the globalist elite to dumb us down and to take our money and to transfer our wealth to China. And that's what we've seen for the last 60 years. You have that clip from Andrew Kakabadze up? Can we pull that up a little bit? Or we're still working on that, still trying to find it. Okay, let's play it from where we were, or you can back it up just a little bit.
Invitation-only people attending. In another sense, it's probably one of the most influential bodies in the world. Established in 1954, European and American interests. The people who are involved in conspiracy theory thinking think it was there to generate wealth. It wasn't. It was there to prevent war. After the Second World War, fundamentally, the elite of Europe and the US wanted to ensure that the world would never have anything like it again. So it started in many ways for good reasons. In all that, there was also a protection of existing.
They were
wealth.
Very well intentioned. They did it
not
for our good.
Just conspiratorial.
Now you see what's happening here. Pause it there. And we'll pick that up after the break.
Why
if
the secrecy?
We got time. But what's happening here They can no longer keep it secret. So now what you're going to see is they're going to try to spin this in a positive way. They were just meeting in secret for a
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live here in Austin, and coming up live from London is Alex Jones. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes. But we've got a video here that we were listening to just before the break from Andrew Kakabadze, and he's part of the friendly face now that is coming out for Bilderberg. They're going to be a little bit more open, and they're trying to explain how this group that was vehemently denied by the mainstream even existed until just a few years ago, for decades, have been meeting in secrecy. After Jim Tucker started covering them, they vehemently denied that they existed. They poked fun at anybody who said they existed, called them a conspiracy theorist. But of course now, they were just operating for our own good. And here's what Andrew Kakabadze says about that. Let's continue on.
In one sense, all it is a conference of invitation-only people attending. In another sense, it's probably one of the most influential bodies in the world. Established 1954, European and American interests, The people who are involved in conspiracy theory thinking think it was there to generate wealth. It wasn't. It was there to prevent war. After the Second World War, fundamentally, the elite of Europe and the US wanted to ensure that the world would never have anything like it again. So it started in many ways for good reasons. In all that, there was also a protection of existing wealth. But it was not just conspiratorial, it was actually for social benefit, originally.
Pause it right there. Yeah, there was also some financial benefit. You know, like Prince Bernhard, one of the founders of that former Nazi, also was involved in huge scandals of influence peddling in the defense ministries. Yeah, there was some, those kind of things just kind of go back and forth. You know, they're keeping us free while we pay large amounts of money to the military-industrial complex. Just think back to when we were hurling cruise missiles at several million dollars apiece at Gaddafi in the desert and blowing up his tents. That really wasn't working out to anybody's benefit except for the military-industrial complex that was going to rebuild and resupply cruise missiles to the United States government. I mean, how many times can you spend millions, perhaps, I don't know how many millions of dollars the cruise missiles were at the time. How many times can you do that just blowing up tents in a desert? I mean, talk about asymmetrical warfare. That's amazing. Play a little bit more of this clip.
Well, you've got about 120 people whom any terrorist would like to attack. So the secrecy here is largely because of the security, because you have some of the best brains in the world meeting. You have
pause right there.
Finance directors.
Okay, so they've got to keep it secret because they've got all these people meeting there. Well, they have G8 conferences, they have G20 conferences, where they have the heads of state of 8 countries or 20 countries that are meeting, and they're not secretive about it like this. This is nothing but rampant influence peddling and lobbying going on here. And we can also see, though, that they have a globalist eugenicist agenda from their meetings that have been leaked from 1955. We see that they were planning the EU and the European Union. They want a massive consolidation of a world government. And that's what these people are about here. We've got do we have Alex on the connection yet? Okay. They're still trying to establish connection there. They're having a little bit of trouble with their mobile connections. But Alex was caught on an interview as he was leaving at the airport. He did a phone interview with Press TV talking about Aaron Swartz. And this is really interesting right now because we've got a lot breaking with whistleblowers. A lot of people are seeing crime and corruption. And we've got in the case of Aaron Swartz, although he wasn't a whistleblower who worked for the government, he certainly understood the issues of cybersecurity. And because of his understanding of cybersecurity, he was very, very effective at opposing CISPA. And it wasn't long after he died that they tried to push it again. He had already defeated it, and he had talked about defeating it. And he was a bull-nosed activist. He was not the person, I believe, and neither does Alex believe, that he was the person that they're trying to make him out to be, that he was concerned about a 35-year prison sentence, really trumped up federal charges out of a very minor thing that was done. He was not so concerned about that he took his life. We really don't believe that. Let's listen to Alex Jones, a little bit of Alex Jones' interview with Press TV.
Almost 5 months have passed since American Internet Freedom activist Aaron Swartz was found hanged in his New York apartment. Now his fiance says he was far from being depressed in the days leading up to his suspicious death. In an interview with the British weekly The Observer, Taryn Steinbrückner Hoffman says Swartz had proposed to her only a month before his death. Hoffman said Swartz had always been ambiguous about marriage during their 18-month relationship. In the immediate aftermath of his death, Hoffman decried that she called an unfair prosecution that had brought intolerable pressure on the man she loved. Swartz was facing a criminal trial for alleged computer fraud and downloading millions of academic material. For this, Swartz was expected to be sentenced to pay several million dollars in fines and up to 35 years in prison. Swartz was a critic of U.S. President Barack Obama's so-called kill list. In an interview with Russia Today, he had even criticized the U.S. and Israel for their cyber warfare against Iran. Well, InfoWars.com's Alex Jones joins us from Austin to discuss this further. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it is a known fact that Schwartz was a critic of the Obama government, of the American policies, as well as specifically the kill list, and suspicion still surrounds his death. What do you make of it, first of all?
Well, he was openly saying, and excuse me, I'm in an airport right now. He was openly saying that he was going to fight the charges. They were fraudulent. He was going to beat them. And so I believe that they probably actually killed him, not that they harassed him until he committed suicide. They could hang me in my home and say that I committed suicide. This is a very dangerous precedent. One of the friends, one of the supposed Boston bombing patsies, who said that he thought it was the government doing it, he was shot in the top of the head by the FBI during an interrogation. So in America now, you don't get a judge or a jury or a trial. The FBI just drops by and hangs you or shoots you in the top of the head. And there's no doubt. I know people that know Schwartz. I know people that are off record talking to me about the Boston bombing brothers as well. And there is no doubt from their research that this entire thing is a staged event.
Right. Now, earlier in May, a court in the U.S. sided with the prosecution in keeping evidence secret with regards to the case against Schwartz that was about illegally downloading information from MIT and other networks, so to speak. It raises the question over what is it that they want to hide?
Well, Aaron Schwartz was facing 35 years in prison for downloading stuff basically on the MIT library. Most of this stuff was 30, 40, 50 years old. They were persecuting him because he led the real effective grassroots movements for internet freedom here in the United States. And he was against the big corporations that are setting up kind of a corporatocracy here. In the words of even CNN News, that's CBS News, Chinese style or communist style or Russian style net censorship. So what happened was he was against government web censorship, and so they basically harassed him and hounded him and charged him for 35 years in jail for something that would be like jaywalking, walking across the street, and then said he committed suicide. But I don't buy that. I have known Pulitzer Prize winners like Gary Webb, who exposed CIA drug dealing, who told me he was being followed and that he had a big book coming out and that he was shot twice in the head. So it's beyond them harassing him, in my view, in my research, until he committed suicide. I believe that clandestine forces, may have even been corporate forces, that want this $100 billion a year cybersecurity spy grid killed Aaron Schwartz.
And Mr. Jones, very quickly, if you can, right now we're going to see the trial of Bradley Manning starting soon as well. This is a time when many are asking questions over what is the future of people like Schwartz in the U.S.?
Well, their future is death, unless we all stand together. I mean, we have mainline reporters that do interviews with people from the State Department on just issues like North Korea. It's not even secret information, and they're being arrested, the State Department people, the journalists. So this is a persecution against real media and against the conscience of America. America is full of moral good people, but we've been very, very naive about how corrupt the globalists are. And so now that people are waking up, they're trying to persecute the press and whistleblowers. So there is a war going on against truth tellers and people that have conscience in America. But I'll say this in closing. I believe the persecution of whistleblowers, I believe the persecution of whistleblowers, the persecution of government people, the persecution of media has now backfired.
Okay.
And people have got past their fear. We're going to see a lot more whistleblowers.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was InfoWars.com's Alex Jones joining us from Austin. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.
That's a great report. Alex is always, always on point there. Even when he's traveling, he's doing interviews from the airport. And we're going to be having him live in London soon. We're still trying to establish connection there. We lost it momentarily. Now, one of the things he was talking about, clearly he doesn't believe that Aaron Schwartz was this dejected, depressed person, and neither do the people who know him. His fiance said that he had just was very upbeat and had proposed to her for the just recently, just before he supposedly took his life, and they'd been seeing each other for quite some time, and he had not proposed for her. To her in quite some, for this long relationship. So he was clearly looking to a future there. And he was not the kind of person who was going to be bullied and intimidated. He was a fighter. You know, he wasn't as forceful as Alex, but he had a backbone of spine, a backbone and he had a spine that he was fighting this. He was someone who took on the government and relished his victories in defeating cybersecurity. Now, at the same time this happened, there was a lot of criticism from people that believed the official government line that he had been bullied by the government into committing suicide. In defense of the prosecutor, Carmen Ortiz, her husband posted on Twitter saying that Schwartz had rejected a plea bargain offer that would have reduced his sentence to only a few months. It was a little over 3 months. He posted that he had rejected that. That sounded like the Aaron Schwartz that we know. That sounded like the fighter. That sounded like the person who wanted to fight this in court and win. And yet, that was taken down shortly after that. This prosecutor, Carmen Ortiz, had just had, at the same time that he Schwartz had committed suicide, just a week prior to that, she had come under withering public criticism for going after a small owner of a hotel. There had been 15 years, they'd had 14 drug busts over 15 years there, and she went after his hotel and tried to confiscate it from him. And she was slapped down hard by an appeals court. And this is something they do in the war on drugs frequently. They go in and they charge the inanimate object, the hotel or the airplane or the automobile, with being an accessory to crime. And because there had been 14 drug busts over a 15-year period, and this is a pretty bad area, and according to all reports, this hotel owner had done everything he could to try to keep the place clean and secure and free of gangs, but she used that as a pretense to go in and try to steal his hotel. And she was shot down by that, got a lot of criticism from that. She was somebody who was on a fast track politically. She had been touted by the governor of Massachusetts as a possible successor. And then within a very short time, this case about the drug war hit and had a lot of backlash publicly. And then there was backlash from the Aaron Schwartz suicide. And so in her defense, her husband posted that he had turned down a plea bargain. But then he mysteriously hangs himself. And we're told that it was out of depression. And like Alex said, we've also seen the FBI go down and get this accessory to the this person who just, he wasn't an accessory. He was somebody who knew Zokhar Tsarnaev. And they questioned him several times, and they had an FBI agent from Massachusetts come down. And the next thing you know, this guy has been shot in the head, but also shot six times in the body. Multiple FBI agents saying that they're doing this out of self-defense. Pretty amazing. But they're not the only ones. We've got Bradley Manning, who's we just had some pictures surface of Bradley Manning looking like a ghost. We're told that from July 2010 to April 2011, he was held in a maximum custody detainee at the Quantico Marine Base in Virginia, where he sat in a fluorescent lit 6-by-8-foot cell with no window, no natural light for 23 hours a day. Guards checked him every 5 minutes. He was stripped naked at night because authorities deemed the elastic in his underwear could be used to harm himself. Just amazing. Just amazing. When you go back and you look at the history of Kissinger and look at the special report that was on the nightly news on Monday night, look at his involvement in things like Operation Condor in South America. Very few people in America really know what was going on, but it was something that involved not just Chile and Pinochet, but also it involved Argentina and the Dirty War, and it involved many other countries in South America as well. It went up to Brazil, but it was focused primarily in Chile and Argentina. Now, at the time, Kissinger was disavowing any knowledge that he had anything to do with any of this, but in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, we had declassified documents that were released that showed that he knew very much about this. He was very much involved with all this. What has changed, however, is since the 1970s, when Kissinger was doing these sorts of things in secret and denying that he was doing it, now the Obama administration tortures people openly. They used to use surrogates to do this sort of thing in South America and other places. Now they do it openly. unashamedly. They assassinate, they torture, they use drone kill lists, and they don't apologize for it. Folks, this is going to come back to the U.S. This is not something that is going to stay abroad. We already see DHS arming itself. We know that when the American people tolerate this sort of thing against human beings in other countries, it is going to come back, and it's going to come, these chickens are going to come home to roost in our country as well. On another note, Obamacare, the thing that will not go away as much as we want it to. Remember when they were trying to sell this? And they told us that in the UK, it was working just great. You know, in Canada, everything's working just fine. We need to do exactly what they're doing. Well, Mail Online reports that hospitals are now going to have to close to save the national health system there from financial ruin. They say that they're predicted to hit a deficit of £54 billion by the year 2022. They say the service is no longer sustainable in its current form. They're calling for transfer of services from hospitals to communities. But, of course, this was what we needed to have in our country, we were told. We're already seeing insurance rates go up 146%, and it hasn't even been fully implemented. And it's going to get worse because they're going to say that private system has totally failed and we need to take it over. That's what they're trying to do, is take over a major segment of the economy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex while he is live in London, and he will be joining us live at the top of the hour. We had a little bit of transmission problem there. He was going to be with us a half hour ago, but we have now established contact with him, and he'll be joining us. Now, we want to thank our sponsors who are making this possible, because it is he does have a large crew there. It's expensive to run this operation. We've got Infidel Body Armor is one of our new sponsors. It can stop hundreds of rounds of AK-47, M4, 3060, 308, and more. Pretty amazing. This stuff is very heavy. We've got one right here in the office. You can contact them at 888-608-6605. That's infidelbodyarmor.com. Also, we've got a special going this week while Bilderberg is taking place. It's 15% off of ProPure filters. This is a single filter. It's a very interesting technical redesign of their previous filters. A big advancement, and it's the only single filter that takes out hydrofluorosilicic acid, and that's something that is very important. That's predominantly what they use in fluoride contamination of our water supply that we see, like we see here in Austin. So we got 15% off of that filter. Check that out. You'll see that at InfoWarsShop.com. And don't forget that we've got a consolidation of all of our Bilderberg coverage at InfoWars.com/B, as in Bilderberg. You'll find reports from us and other people, as well as live reports coming up. And we're going to have several live reports coming up there. Leanne McAdoo is there with Alex Jones, as well as Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson. And Richard Reeves is there assisting. They've got some interesting stuff coming up, and Alex is going to tell us what they've found out today. Now, in other news, we've got an interesting thing. You know, part of the agenda of Bilderberg is eugenics. And we've seen that it's not just Bilderberg. They're not the only organization. When Andrew Cacabazzi was talking about it, he said, well, you know, there's a lot of different organizations. We've got the Trilateral Commission. We've got the Council on Foreign Relations. Yeah, and they have a tremendous amount of influence. But then we also have other meetings, just like the one that took place just a couple of weeks ago in Kiowa, South Carolina. Bill Gates held a conference there, which is kind of focused on quote-unquote health issues. And we know that Bill Gates, coming as he does from a couple of parents who are very connected in Planned Parenthood, he has been coming up with one thing after the other that make us suspicious. Things like vaccinating people by releasing mosquitoes. He's absolutely obsessed with vaccinating everybody on the planet. And places where he's gone in and vaccinated large portions of the population that had been vaccinated before, we see the kind of consequences that you expect from vaccination. But certainly there are other organizations behind besides Bilderberg. As we shine the light on Bilderberg and they're starting to talk about maybe they're going to have press conferences, maybe they're going to talk to people, maybe they're going to release their agenda, they're concerned about being portrayed as a shadowy group. So they may go a little bit more public. They may disband it completely. They may meet in other areas, as we saw with Bill Gates buying out, as they did at Bilderberg, buying out an entire luxury hotel for the elites to stay there and making sure that nobody else came in, using the security that taxpayers pay for, as well as their own private security. But as part of this eugenics agenda here, a large part of that is hard population control. Of course, China's got its one-child policy, and we've seen the disastrous consequences of that there. Now Myanmar is doing the same thing in their country. They're putting on a two-child policy, which, as Jurian Messin has talked about, Europe has talked about doing the same thing. And it's pretty amazing. They treat children who are born there as if they did not exist. We're going to have more information about that, and we'll be talking to Alex right after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.